of the time do you inform the president if his personal security has been breached?
I would say in proximity to the incident.
No, I asked you what percentage of the time do you inform the president if his personal security has in any way, shape, or form been breached?
Percent of the time, 100% of the time, we would advise the president.
You would advise the president?
Yes.
In calendar year 2014, how many times has that happened?
I have not briefed him, with the exception of one occasion for the September 19th incident.
So the only time you've briefed the president on perimeter security, the president's personal security, the first family's security, has been one time in 2014.
That's correct.
Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz is with me now. Congressman, and so I assume you were trying to establish that she neglected to inform him he was in a locked box with a man who's a convicted felon holding a gun on him.
I knew about that incident, but it wasn't yet out in the public. I wanted to see if she was going to be open, candid, and honest, and I don't think she was. And I think it's time that she be fired by the President of the United States or that she resign. She
really?
She did not tell the President of the United States that a three-time convict with a gun was in an elevator with the president. Secret Service did not know that he had a gun, only found out after the fact. And that since that incident happened literally 2 weeks ago today, she either did not tell the president, which she should have done, or she did tell the president and lied to Congress. You can't have it both ways.
The White House advance team's got some responsibility for that as well, I assume. Has she demonstrated an incompetence? Can we fairly lay it all on this woman?
Look, she was hired originally as the chief of staff and then promoted to become the director more than a year ago because there's a severe morale problem here that has not been turned around.